thought you thought I'd never get there. All right. As it is written, yay, we're there. But the righteous man shall live by faith. Where does this come from? Why is Paul going back to the Old Testament? Because people, Paul is not teaching a new gospel. He's not teaching a different gospel. He's already stated that in verse 2. Look at it. Which he promised beforehand. It's verse 1, Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called an apostle, set apart for the gospel out from God, which he, God, promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. It's been the same gospel all along. It's never changed. And so Paul now is quoting an unbelievable passage in the Old Testament to pull us together in seeing salvation 1, salvation 2, eternal life, salvation, spiritual life in one phrase. So let's take a look at why he's doing this. It's all the same all the way through Scripture. As it is written. Okay, we have the adverb kathos. It's compound kata, according to. And then we have the suffix. It looks like this. Here we have it as written. It's an adverb, kathos, compound kata, according to, according as. Okay, now, we are to love one another just as Jesus Christ loves. That's what I'm doing here, is showing you that you're already ready for that as. See, that word as it is written, as, where it sets up the standard. We are to love one another just as Christ. The old law was what? You love one another as you love yourself. That's the old law. That's for unbelievers. Unbelievers can do that. This is for believers. Love one another as I have loved you, as Christ has loved us. That's how we are to love. Okay. Now in Romans 1:17, the standard for righteousness of God being revealed has always been the same. It's always been faith. Just as it is written, perfect passive indicative of grapho, means to write. Perfect tense places emphasis on the present result of the past action. Past action, Scripture received being written by the leading of the Spirit. This takes us into the whole doctrine of inspiration. How God the Holy Spirit inspires a writer without violating or manipulating his personality, but to get exactly God's message to us in the way that God wants it written. So you have all these. It's just amazing to me how anyone could just not look at this book. The consistency, the flow, so many different. See, a lot of people use all that different writers to say, oh, see, it's written by men. Well, people, that's a miracle. That you could have this many writers and all these books spanning the time that it spanned have the same gospel, the same message, the same story being developed. That to me is the miracle of the Scriptures. Okay. But the righteous man shall live by faith. Now the righteous shall